This is Anna Swartout here with
Linda Gill Jones
for the Queens of Slippery Rock Oral History Project. So before we start, could you just give us your name, or not your name, your majors, minors, and your hometown?
My major was secondary education with an emphasis in social studies. And my hometown is Shaler Township, which is where I lived when I started college. But I've been living in Sewickley for about 20 years.
Awesome. What were you involved in whenever you were at school? Like activities, clubs?
Well, I worked when I was on campus because I paid my own way through college with money and working this summer in some state at that time. They didn't give loans. I actually gave you the grants based on need. So, what did I do? Slippery Rock was very Greek then. We didn't have the array of activities you have now. So I was very involved with my sorority, and I was very involved with working 2 full days a week.
Oh, awesome. So you're the first May Queen that we've been able to get a hold of.
Okay. So, well, I can give you a whole bunch of them.
Awesome.
Because they were all sorority. Many were sorority sisters, I should say.
Many of them. That's awesome. Could you tell us a little bit about, like, the process of becoming May Queen and, like, how, like, what that was like for you?
The process was you were nominated to participate by an organization. And then in the afternoon, you had an interview by a panel of people. I can remember one headed a modeling agency. One did recruiting for one of the major airlines. I think one owned the local jewelry store, Taggart's. So you did an interview of about an hour. And then that night, you dressed up in your evening gown, and there was a parade down the auditorium of Miller across the stage, and then you were asked a question or two. It was very much like Miss America, absent the swimsuit portion of it, and there was no talent involved. So you were asked a question or two, and then they narrowed it down to, I don't know how many people it was, and then I think you got a second question if you made that, and then they announced the winners.
That's awesome. How many girls were there in the running?
In the running, there were. Because I brought a few old things. I don't keep a whole lot, but I do have the brochure from the May Queen pageant, which tells you actually who the master of ceremonies was, the judges, and what do you think? How many names do we have there? Maybe 35 or 40?
I think 41.
20, I think you're right.
Oh, that's awesome.
So, that was, there were that many.
Yes. So, did your sorority nominate you?
No, they didn't. I was nominated by what was called the Little Sisters of the Shield, which was the companion organization to a fraternity on campus. However, I think the 3 May Queens preceding were all my sorority sisters. I was crowned by a sorority sister, Pat Llewellyn. Before that, it was Ellen Kennedy. And before that, it was Corky, and I'm forgetting Corky's name. So at the time, Alpha Z Deltas had cornered the market on May Queen, and Delta Zetas cornered the market on Homecoming Queen. Just the way it worked. I don't know why.
That's awesome. So you guys didn't really, like, have to campaign or anything, but, like, why do you think that they nominated you?
Oh, I was always sort of a combination of 3 things. I was okay looking enough, I was bright enough, and I had a sense of humor. I don't know. That was why.
Yeah, that's awesome. Do you think that can't think of the right word. That was, like, the reasons that you were officially crowned?
I absolutely do. I absolutely do. I didn't excel in anything, but I was kind of a B+ in a lot of things. And so,
that's good. What did you think that your chances were before
none.
You didn't
none. And none, neither did my sorority sisters. Before me, they were all very ladylike, and they were just all very ladylike. I was a little bit more raucous, if you will. I can remember we were in a dorm, and they were making me practice walking and turning around at the end, so I didn't make a complete fool out of myself.
Well, it's good that you had that support system.
Oh, yeah.
Did you encounter any, like, negative anything about, like, around the title or about...
I did, and it was the following year when the May Queen comes back to crown the new May Queen. I was made May Queen May 4th, 1969. Alison Krauss was killed at Kent State on May 4th, 1970. Mm-hmm. And I came back a few days later to crown the new May Queen, and there was a group of students that protested anything about a May Queen or something that was relatively frivolous when a young woman our same age was just killed on Kent State. And so there was a young man that came up on stage wearing a toga and combat boots. And so there was a bit of a protest, but it was more about what just had happened at Kent State.
Oh, wow. I did not know that.
That's, yes.
Wow, yeah. Was there anything... before then?
No.
Or was it all like a positive, generally positive experience?
It was a generally positive experience. It was a different world. You know, we weren't protesting, you know, Miss Americas or things like that. The Vietnam War and the social revolution that happened in the 60s and 70s really kind of bypassed Slippery Rock. We were in a bubble. So there were none of us that were really out there being protesters or talking about women's rights or finding something like a May Queen to be a demeaning type of an experience.
So after, before you came back to Queen, so like right after you became Queen, how did that change your college experience?
Suddenly I was, you know, like the it girl, and I don't mean that, I hate to make it sound like that, but, there, during May Week at the time, there were, I think we had Jose Feliciano.
You know, I don't know.
He sings an old Christmas carol that you still hear, Feliz Navidad. Okay?
Yep.
He was really the one that made that quite popular. So, okay.
Yeah.
He was part of May Week. I'm trying to think. So you got to sit in the front row, you know, and hear the performances. Before that, you were, you know, like one of the, you know, pretty and semi-popular girls, and then suddenly you became the it girl. I don't know, overnight you were supposedly different. I was then named my husband's, at the time, we weren't married, fraternity sweetheart. They submitted my name to their national, and I was first runner-up for their national fraternity sweetheart. So suddenly, all of a sudden, I went from, you know, one of the girls to
being front and center.
Yeah, getting all of this attention.
How was it? Did you enjoy the attention?
Yes, like, of course.
I would, but
I
like,
did, yes.
Some people are more behind-the-scenes type people.
I am not a behind-the-scenes type of a person.
Yeah, I couldn't say I am either.
No.
How did your family react to you winning?
Okay, they'll go back. My father died 2 years before, well, a year before that, and he was only 52, so of a brain tumor. So all that was left was my mom, my brother, and my sister. Now, my sister understood it. She was in college, so she was, she understood how excited I must have been. My mom was still grieving, and so when I called her and let her know, she was proud, but she couldn't quite, she had her own things going on. And then my brother was 16 and he was clueless. So were they proud? Yes, but there were some other family dynamics going on that, maybe didn't make them all quite understand why I was so excited about it.
Yeah, definitely. Did it have, did your view of the, like, May Queen and, like, all your excitement of that change after you came back to Queen and that guy was protesting?
No,
and
it didn't. It didn't at all.
Good.
I mean, we were all very touched by what happened at Kent State. You know, it started the change anyone's life when your own National Guard is shooting on unarmed college students, all right? So we all agreed that that was just a defining moment in our country. But it didn't take away anything from our experience on May Queen or the person that was crowned May Queen by me.
That's good, though, because it's an important thing to recognize women on campuses, and then and now, and I just...
There were fewer ways for women back then to be recognized than there are today. You know, we're on the cusp here. We're talking 1969. Yeah. It wasn't quite the same world. We were emerging into a world where women started to define themselves by their success in careers or their accomplishments. But we were just coming into that. At that time, women were still pretty arm ornaments in many cases. Yeah. So anyhow, that's just a historical
definitely. It's great. Well, I mean, it's not great, but
it, like, was, it was
the context.
It was the context, yes.
It makes, I think, the ceremony even more important. Just,
we were on the cusp of a change.
Yes, definitely. Do you think that your life has changed in any small or large way since you became May Queen?
In many ways it did. First of all, it gave me a boost of self-confidence that really made me, it gave me the boost of self-confidence that carried me through in the rest of my life's endeavors. I married the guy I was dating in college. We shouldn't have done that. We should have said goodbye at graduation. I'm 29 years old. I'm still hanging around all the friends we went to school with, and they're still talking about me being May Queen and fraternity sweetheart. And I realized, wait a minute, when you're 40, nobody will care. Nobody cares now, but they really won't care. And I said to myself, do you want to be a woman of substance? And the answer was, I do. And so the husband and I from Slippery Rock divorced, and I continued on to pursue a career at Mellon, which is where I was for over 40 years. And I was really very successful, Anna. I worked really hard. I took the B-plus looks, intellect, and personality, and turned it into an A-plus combo. I was one of, the top 20 women in that organization. And many of them were much better educated than I was. And I don't mean that to denigrate Slippery Rock. I had a degree in education. They had degrees from Harvard and finance, okay? Yeah. So it was a different world. But it gave me the self-confidence and the people skills. Slippery Rock built my people skills, that I could parlay that into a very successful career.
Yeah, I'd have to agree. That seems to be a common theme.
Is that right? You're finding?
Without most of the queens, is that it was a major confidence booster, and I think that's so important, and I'm really happy.
It is. It is. People need a win in life, or I shouldn't say you don't need. A win in life of a significance to you can do something to leapfrog you relative to what you think you can do in life.
It can, and it's great. Since the May Queen ceremony has since stopped the May week, we don't have it anymore. Was there any, like, rifts between the May Queen and the Homecoming Queen, or with, everyone?
No, wait. In fact, I've got to show you. You
of
guys
course.
Don't do yearbooks anymore, all right?
No, we can look through your pictures, too.
But,
I love that.
Well, I didn't. Okay, that was me being May Queen, and that was my sorority sister crowning me. But I'm looking for the pages. By the way, my picture's in here a lot because my sorority sisters were actually the people that they were the editor, assistant editor, I don't know, everything with this yearbook. I'm showing here, all right, of these women. This was May Queen that year, or May Queen, Homecoming Queen. Her name is Roz Stutz. She and I are Facebook friends. Lynn Olson, she and I are Facebook friends. So... she was an independent, she was a rival sorority, and yet, it's below these many years later, and we still keep in touch via Facebook. Mm. So, no. In fact, then this was the homecoming brochure that year. Now, this lady's real involved, by the way, in Slippery Rock still. But,
These were just a bunch of the ladies. Oh, she was a candidate. She's a Facebook friend. It's kind of neat to realize that all these years later, you're still friends.
It is. So. Did you know them before? Or, like, well
How
before?
At the time, and I said in the 60s, we were so Greek-centric. Mm-hmm. And but campuses have changed tremendously. I had a son late in life, so he's only 26. So I understand the college experience through his eyes. Mm-hmm. Greeks don't carry they're just not the be-all and end-all that they were at the time,
no.
Right? So at that time, when we were on campus, if a person was not in your sorority or it was the rival sorority, we just didn't talk. We didn't talk then. I didn't talk to this lady or this lady or this lady or this lady.
Oh, goodness.
She was an independent, so I would talk to her. So we were so self-limiting in our boxes, okay? Mm-hmm. But at the same time, and this goes back to the Greek system, we all lived together on a dorm or a hall in a dorm.
Mm-hmm.
So we all lived together, we hung out together, we ate together. So you just kind of were in your own little pod.
Yeah.
But was there any animosity? Oh, we all wanted to win, but we didn't like do anything.
Yeah. No, I didn't. I didn't mean like going out and attacking them.
Yeah,
I just meant like
we just weren't. Yeah, we didn't interact.
And then once they were crowned, did you a little bit more or just?
Well, you were gracious and said congratulations.
Congratulations, and then
but we
went back to your
normal
sorority
behaviors.
Yeah.
But now that you know we're close to 50 years out, like I said, we can be Facebook friends and share things.
No, definitely. Is there any other details or anything about your journey that stood out to you?
Regarding being May Queen and the change it made in my life going forward, or
anything that, or just anything that you remember that stands out to you?
It's one of the times I realized how competitive I am. Okay. It was funny. I was standing in the back of Miller, my turn to enter into the auditorium, and it was like it came over me of I am walking tall and proud, and I think I could. I was just aglow. I knew I could win that. And so I'm very competitive, and so I wanted to win, and I won. And I found out over the years, I'm extremely competitive. And that's why I succeeded in the corporation. I would work my butt off. If it took staying, you know, a 15-hour work day, and sometimes it did, in order to be the one that succeeds and gets recognition, I do it.
Yeah, definitely.
So it taught me I'm competitive and I want to win.
Nothing wrong with that.
So that's it.
All right, awesome. Thank you so much.